This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Hope your new year is off to a great start, and we're pleased you're listening to WRKF. And to this program, your number, if you'd like to participate, is 877-217-5757. You can email us talk@talklouisiana.org. We start with Dr. Stephen Masley. He is author of The Better Brain Solution, and Dr. Masley believes fervently that dementia is a big part of our world, and there are ways to combat it that involve nutrition. And this is a big topic and one that affects many people. During this New Year week, the first week of 2019, I'm sure a lot of people are at gyms, filling them up, trying to fulfill their New Year's resolutions and trying to improve their bodies. But Dr. Masley, you believe that the key to keeping our brains healthy is nutrition. Why so?
Well, we can make a huge difference in our cognitive performance with the foods we choose to eat. In my clinic, we have hundreds of people who've literally, over time, increased their brain processing speed, improved their memory, and at the same time that they're improving their brains, they're helping shrink artery plaque, too. So there's a lot we can do to transform our lives. We just need to know what steps to take.
Dr. Masley is the author previously of The 30-Day Heart Tune-Up, 10 Years Younger and Smart Fat. He's a fellow of the American Heart Association, as well as the American College of Nutrition and the American Academy of Family Physicians. His latest work is The Better Brain Solution, a Lifestyle and Nutrition Plan. You believe memory loss is the number one health problem in our country. Why?
Well, it's the most expensive disease today. We spend more money on memory loss than all of heart disease and all the cancers combined. So it's going to double in the next 12 to 15 years. So rates are going up rapidly because we're eating too many refined carbs. We eat too much sugar and flour, and things are just getting worse. But we have the potential to transform this and turn it around. And the new year is a great time to do that.
What is the cause? You mentioned nutrition and flour, but does it go beyond that?
Well, insulin resistance. I mean, insulin's the hormone that tells your body to store energy away and pack it away for future use. But if we're eating too many refined carbs, like toast for breakfast and a sandwich for lunch and crackers for a snack and pasta and rice and potatoes for dinner, then you're full. You can't store anymore, and your cells stop listening. But ironically, when your cells become insulin resistant, they stop listening to the storage hormone, your brain cells literally turn off and shut down, and they stop burning energy for the brain. Your brain literally over time starts to shrink.
You say, Dr. Masley, that tens of millions of adults in our country, the land of plenty, have insulin resistance and don't even know it. What are the signs?
Well, brain fog is one of them. You're not as sharp anymore. But other systemic signs would be that your waistline's expanding, your blood sugar and your blood pressure go up, your triglyceride blood levels go up, and your HDL cholesterol drops. You also feel inflamed. A lot of people are like achy. That's because their CRPs, their C-reactive protein levels, that inflammatory marker, are high. So it's not just that your brain's shrinking. It's that all aspects of aging are accelerated if we don't take the right steps to take care of ourselves.
Well, you mentioned food. What are some foods that we should eat daily to improve cognitive function?
Well, number one are vegetables. I mean, they don't have that much sex appeal, I'll admit that. But think about it. If you eat one cup of green leafies a day, like broccoli, kale, cabbage, your brain's 11 years younger than people who don't. But any of the colorful vegetables, like beets or spinach, we want omega-3 fats from seafood, like wild salmon. We want nuts and extra virgin olive oil. Organic berries and cherries, dark chocolate, tea, coffee, all of those things actually benefit and help our brain.
Now, when we have doctors of your kind on, generally they mention the exercise component as being essential to any diet. Do you share that view?
Absolutely. One of the strongest predictors of improving brain processing speed in our clinic was someone's fitness level. So, and there's two components. There's aerobic capacity and there's strength, and they're both equally important. So I'd like people to do a mixture of some aerobic activity several days a week and strength training a couple times a week to get the most benefit.
And you also, and some doctors don't, in fact, many don't, but you cite medication and prayer as keys to health. Why?
Well, when we're stressed out, and there's a lot of stress nationwide today, high stress levels cause your cortisol to go up, the stress hormone, and cortisol shrinks your memory center of the brain. We don't want our brain to shrink. And by proactively managing stress, you know, like meditating each day or prayer each day, getting a good night's sleep, getting a good workout, and burn off tension, those are all effective ways to help us manage our stress and lower our cortisol levels.
As far as toxins, Dr. Masley, do you believe they have an adverse impact on the brain?
Well, they clearly can. I mean, there's several toxins out there. I mean, pesticides, I think we all realize we should avoid those. But mercury is a neurotoxin. Mercury is like in big mouth fish, grouper, tuna, snapper, swordfish. There's nitrosamines that are like in deli meats and hot dogs. And then inorganic copper, which they can put in supplements or it can even be in the piping of your home. So these are all things that can have an adverse effect on brain health. And just there's simple steps that we outline in the Better Brain Solution that shows people how to avoid them.
Dr. Masley lives in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida, and heads the Masley Optimal Clinic Health Center. And he can be reached at Dr. Masley. That's drmasley.com, M-A-S-L-E-Y. And the book is The Better Brain Solution. And it's a nice title. But it's a concept that you have embraced full-fledged yourself. How has it helped you?
Well, you know, when I follow this, I can get more done. I have more energy. I feel better than I would otherwise. So to me, it's just it's not just about health. It's about feeling fantastic and being able to accomplish more than I ever dreamed.
Now, during this time of the year, as I mentioned, you're going to see a lot more people at the gyms. But by February, that changes a whole lot. People generally give up or they don't go as regularly. How difficult is it to stick with something?
The consistency is the critical part. I think getting an exercise partner really helps. Someone you work out with regularly, you know, they depend on you coming with them. That really works. Hiring a trainer, you know, for once in a while, I think can be very useful. But, I mean, exercise is just essential to every aspect of our health.
877-217-5757 is your number for Dr. Stephen Masley, who has done this for a little while. How long have you been on the forefront of trying to combat dementia?
Well, I started doing my first studies back in the early 1990s, where we looked at how we could use lifestyle to help transform people's lives.
And it's a topic that, as we get older, more and more people are addressing, either with loved ones or, unfortunately, in some cases, themselves. People who get this diagnosis, so-called early-stage dementia, that has to be a frightening prospect.
It's terrifying because not only do you lose your life, but you become a burden on the people you love, and nobody wants that. So, but there are steps we can take. I really believe we can prevent 60% of dementia today, and we can all improve our cognitive function that we've got.
All right. Eileen asked if it's hereditary, if in some cases, no matter how well you eat and exercise, if it's in your family, you got problems. Is that the case?
Well, to some degree, but I think 90% of the factors for memory loss are reversible. So, you know, you're in some way, your genes are like the gun, but you have to pull the trigger. You have to make the choices with it. So you're not stuck. If just because you have a family history of Alzheimer's does not mean it'll happen to you, but it does mean you should be more careful.
Ray in Prairieville. Hi, Ray. You're on the air with Dr. Masley.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. It's an important subject that Dr. Masley is addressing. I guess my question would be, obviously, to cut back on sugar and white flour and that type of thing. You're talking in a state that is a big producer of sugar. Do you think that sugar is addictive? It sure seems to me from the amount that we take that it probably is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's
Thank
actually
you.
Studies out that would suggest that sugar is more addicting than cocaine.
More addictive than cocaine. My goodness. Well, in this country, we're about 20% of the people still smoke, which, of course, is a health issue, but not nearly as pronounced as it used to be. But we, in some cases, seem to exchange nicotine addiction to food addiction, and in particular, sugar addiction. Is obesity just as much of a killer as smoking cigarettes?
Yes. So obesity, smoking, inactivity, all these things are but remember, we can do something about all of those and really transform our lives.
The book is The Better Brain Solution, A Lifestyle and Nutrition Plan from Dr. Stephen Masley. Dr. Masley, thank you for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be back after this quick pause with the head of the Cleveland Clinic, Dr. Michael Roizen, right here on Talk Louisiana. You're listening to WRKM.